conservative Anglican leaders have opened talks in Jerusalem. Clergy are in Jerusalem who represent three main branches of the Anglican faith, conservative Anglicans from Britain, the U.S. Episcopal Church, and the African archbishops of Nigeria and Uganda are all in a major dispute over the future of the worldwide Anglican communion. Joining us now is Robert Pigott, who's a BBC religious affairs correspondent. Robert, what is at stake in these talks, and why are they in Jerusalem?
What's at stake is the entire future of the Anglican Communion. Bear in mind, this is the largest Protestant grouping in the world. It's very unwieldy, and it normally meets once every 10 years for something called the Lambeth Conference, which is important for knitting it together. But this group of traditionalists from America, as you say, and all around the world, especially the developing world, have got so frustrated with the American church and its ordination of the gay bishop Gene Robinson and its blessing of same-sex relationships in church that they're boycotting the Lambeth Conference, and this is the rival conference held in Jerusalem. Now, why Jerusalem? It's the symbolism. It's because they want to go back to the earliest teaching of the church, and they say that that was that is sort of available in spiritually in Jerusalem. They say that the first Christians would have seen the Bible in a much more strict and literal way, and that would have ruled out active homosexuality, among other things.
Well, keeping the symbolism at the center is going to be a real challenge for this meeting, and here in the words of Assistant Bishop of Kampala, David Zach Ngeriai from Uganda, he declares that this really isn't about homosexuality and doctrinal concerns at all. It's about something much bigger.
The issue is not homosexuality at all. Homosexuality is simply the presenting issue. There is a much deeper issue. The much deeper question has to do with authority. If you are able to bless actions that are clearly against Scripture, and Scripture is the foundation of our faith. So this is not about homosexuality. No.
Robert, what do you make of those remarks from the Bishop of Uganda?
I think what he's saying is something echoed by a lot of people here. They get slightly tired of the idea that they are taking such extreme action because of an issue like sexuality. It's the presenting issue for a much deeper fear on their part, which is that the church is starting to reinterpret the Bible to suit prevailing modern mores, moral values. And they're saying that if it goes on doing that, it will cease to have anything to offer the world at all and will change its nature entirely. So homosexuality, in a way that nothing else has ever done in the 500-year history of Protestantism, and remember, it's gone through things like ordaining women, which was a huge storm, but homosexuality has divided people over this issue of how you interpret the Bible. Does the Bible rule it out or not? Is the Bible about something else entirely, about loving your neighbour as yourself and being inclusive and including everyone in the family, whatever their lifestyle is like? So those are the issues, the much deeper issues that have prompted this rift and prompted this conference.
Well, as a last question, Robert, is it possible that this is also about the emergence of the African church as a kind of centre of power in Christian denominations, not only thinking of the Anglican Communion here?
Yes, if you look back 100 years, you'd find three quarters roughly of Anglicans lived in America and Europe and in the sort of British Empire, the British Commonwealth, in the predominantly white developed countries. Now it's the other way around. 75% roughly live in developing countries, and they tend to be black and women. They tend to be single mothers. They tend to be HIV positive. They're people like that. The centre of gravity has shifted dramatically in the Anglican Church and in other churches. And these populist churches are beginning to realise that they may have relatively few bishops to go to Lambeth, although they do have increasing numbers of bishops, but they do have this huge membership, and they should be not told what to do by the countries who first brought them the gospel and then decide 100 years later to change the rules of the Bible. And that is one of the big things here, this idea of colonialism persisting. But I think the centre of gravity shifting to the south is also reflecting the fact that a lot of these people live cheek by jowl with Muslims who have an even more conservative attitude towards homosexuality and other social issues, and also the fact they come from African societies, which are quite different from the ones that are emerging in the West. So all those pressures have come to bear and have helped to crack open this rift more and more steadily in the Anglican Church, which, as I said, for 500 years has lived with difference very happily.
Robert Pigott, BBC's religious affairs correspondent, thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.